You've probably heard of a boy named Sue, thanks to Johnny Cash. But was there really a boy named Sue? The answer is yes, and he played an important role in history. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Was there really a boy named Sue? Tom Davis says the song has ties to a famous trial in Dayton, Tennessee.
Back in the 1960s, Johnny Cash performed A Boy Named Sue. A Boy Named Sue was or wasn't about Sue K. Hicks, who was one of the prosecuting attorneys.
Sue Hicks was one of the prosecutors in the trial against John Scopes, accused of teaching evolution in 1925. There was good reason to name a boy Sue when he was born back in 1895 in Madisonville, Tennessee.
His mother died shortly after Sue was born, and his father was grief-stricken out of his mind and named Sue after his mother.
Sue Hicks helped prosecute the trial alongside three-time presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan, who came to Dayton for the proceedings that were literally heard around the world.
Afterward, Sue was elected to the legislature, then moved back home to Monroe County, practiced law, and then served 20-some years as a judge.
So the real-life boy named Sue may have fared better than Johnny Cash's version, although we really don't know what he thought of the name.
I've never heard any disrespect or problems. I'm sure there had to be some.
Traveling the Countryside with a Boy Named Sue in Dayton, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.